Well, we're at the Ranger Owners Tournament, and Aaron Martins and J.R. Isom, absolutely great tournament for you guys, over 19 pounds of fish. That's what you come here to do, man, win one of these, right?
It is. I was just fortunate enough to be asked by J.R. to fish this with him, so I'm just thankful to be able to do that.
Well, I got to tell you, TV star now, you know, now you're winning this, chance at $1 million. How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty fortunate, but I owe it to J.R. I mean, he did a lot of work today and invited me along, so just thankful to be along with him.
Well, Aaron, I appreciate that. J.R., you know, I see you here, you got a bad back a little bit, but you had to carry that load out there in the boat today. That back had to feel pretty good with that 19 pounds in the boat.
You don't notice it when you're catching big fish, that's for sure. I couldn't have done this without my good friend Aaron here. He kept the support up, and just fun to fish with, and this is about having fun. And it was a great day.
Well, let's shift gears here a little bit. Okay, you win this tournament. You guys come here and you win this thing. And now all of a sudden, now after this, now you're going to get a chance to fish for $1 million. And you start thinking about that, man, $1 million, you know, that's never happened before, and you guys are going to get a throw at it.
Yeah, it's unheard of, and, you know, just fortunate for Ranger to put on an event like this where anybody can come that has a Ranger boat and be able to qualify and have the opportunity to fish for $1 million. I mean, that's like a high schooler getting to go to the major leagues, you know.
Well, the money's not too bad either for this tournament, but we'll take that. But also, JR, I guess the thing of it is you guys have been buddies for a while. Tell me a little bit how you guys got together.
Well, this is a funny story. This boy used to work for me when he was 14 years old in my restaurant as a dishwasher. Then he grew up and went to college, and then he turned into my financial advisor. Well, then we started fishing together, and one thing led to another, and then he got the bass show, so we really haven't fished together for over a year. And then I wanted him to fish. He lives here at Table Rock. I wanted him to fish with me, so I had to beg him to fish with me. And he finally came out, and we had a great day.
I'm going to tell you, this financial advisor thing I want to go back to, because now he's financially helping you to chance for $1 million. That's got to feel pretty good. And that's, you know, if you were going to look for a broker, that's the kind of broker to look for.
Yeah. I think not only am I got a broker, but I'm going to go play the lottery today.
No question. That's a good day. If you need some help with numbers, I'd ask Aaron. Aaron, okay, now this relationship, it is about, when you're fishing a buddy tournament like this was, you're really working hard at looking at, you know, this whole thing has to be a team. It's got to be a well-oiled machine. Tell me about how you guys work together in a boat.
Well, you know, I just take that back to all the way what he said earlier. When working with him 14, you know, he's like a second dad to me, and he really is the one that got me to the level where I'm at, you know, bass fishing. And being able to fish with him over the course of several years, learning him, taking me to his spots, teaching me the ropes, we just work very well together. And because of schedule conflicts and things like that, we haven't had the opportunity to fish together, so it was great.
I want to break down the day. I'm going to let J.R., you start with me, if you would. You know, you go out here, you had a little fog delay this morning at this Rangers Owners Tournament, and so you're kind of going, you're sitting there, you're antsy, but you guys had your places you wanted to hit. You stuck to the game plan, and 19 pounds out here on a day with a bluebird sky, that's phenomenal.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I fished the old style. We didn't have GPSs and all the modern equipment, so I've got two GPSs in the boat, and it was foggy, and I couldn't see anything, and Aaron's sitting next to me. He's navigating the GPS, and he'd go turn a little bit right, turn a little bit left, and we shot right through the fog and broke through and got up where we had a game plan to go to, and we went straight to where he had caught some fish yesterday, and we drew a blank out of there. We had to change our pattern in midstream. We were throwing a big football jig, and Aaron started off with that, and then I caught one early on a football jig, and then it just died. So we scrambled, and we just picked up a shaky head and started throwing a shaky head, and I picked up a big fish right quick. So we just started hitting, and it was his idea to hit these channel swing banks. He says these fish got to be on channel swing banks, so we just took his idea and went with it.
Well, you know, a lot of people, and Aaron, I want you to kind of talk about this a little bit, you know, the channel swings, but a lot of times when you think of a shaky head, you think it's kind of a limit getter. It's not a big fish getter. When you get that big fish, it's kind of a plus, isn't it?
Oh, you're exactly right, and that's when, you know, I told him, I made the comment today, I said, I never would have thought I'd be in the river throwing a shaky head on an 8-pound test line. You know, that's not something normally that we do, but, you know, JR grabbed it up, and, man, he started catching them. I'm like, I'm throwing this football jig down, and I'm going to join you, so.
But, well, you look at the experience here. You know, you had 300 teams plus here, and you're looking at guys that have known this body of water, have been here a lot, and you think about, okay, I just got to go out and do my thing, and you look at it and you go, that's exactly what happened. That's how it played out. And now 19 pounds, you think, you know, I thought maybe, you know, 22, 23, 24 pounds. You guys catch over a 20-pound bag here, and you look at it, and you go, man, oh, man, a bluebird's guy. Yeah, 2106 was the total. And you look at it, you know, you think 19 pounds, 19 pounds, 19 pounds, that's a leader, that's a leader, that's a leader, and all of a sudden you guys come in and blow the doors off of it.
Well, trust me, we were excited. We guessed at 20 pounds is what we thought we had. Aaron actually guessed it. He's better at that than I am. But when we got up here and they said 2106, we were pretty elated.
Well, he's a TV show guy. He's a broker. And he's an estimator on top of that. You got to keep him around, I think, JR.
I know. Well, you know, I just enjoy netting his fish. That's all I can tell you.
You know, it is. That's a neat thing about buddy tournaments. Well, I think sometimes people think with the buddy tournament trail, you know, it's just, you know, a bunch of guys going out there and there's not any camaraderie. It's not, you know, competition in the boat maybe a little bit. But it really doesn't happen that way. It's a well-oiled machine.
The only way you really win at this is you have to play together. I mean, it doesn't matter who catches the fish. When you play a team deal, it's still 50-50. It doesn't really matter who, because if a guy in the front's not catching fish, the guy in the back is just as important, and vice versa. So it's valuably good at a net. You play as a team. It keeps your mental balance up.
Aaron, I have to ask you this. You know, I got to talk a little bit about 2 months. You need a map. I know you have the GPS's in the boat. Do you have one in your car? Because you're going to have to find Hot Springs, Arkansas, I think, for a chance to maybe go fish for some loot. Do you think you can find Hot Springs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely can find that. They don't call me wrong way for nothing, so if I need be, I'll ask him where to go. But you better believe it. I don't care if I have to leave a week early. I'll figure out where it's at.
Well, I can tell you, 2 weeks or so before, don't go getting any dangerous things, JR. I know this back's bad, but you don't want to go out and, you know, do anything like work on an I-beam or whatever. So it's going to be, oh, you got a conflict?
I don't know what date it on.
I think you might be able to shift that conflict.
I probably can.
You might have the clout.
I think I can.
Yeah, well, you start looking at dates, man. When you're fishing for $1 million, you may not have to ever work again, man.
That's right. That's the hope.
Well, guys, what a great day. Congratulations on a great victory, and we'll see you probably down the road at the FLW Championship.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for you guys being here and covering this event.